This is not gossip. We are positive.
I message Aida solemnly affirm that I will be faithful and pure on true allegiance to the public of Uganda, and they will preserve, protect, and defend the constitution. So help you, God.
I'm Malingu Patrick Bosco, saying in the name of the Mate of God, solemnly affirm that I will give faithful service to this council and support and uphold the constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by the law established. So help me, God.
You see, sometimes I'm polite because I really don't want to create political problems for people who belong to the same party as myself. So that's why I don't talk so much. But this must stop. I shouldn't speak about this for 2 weeks, begging, writing, lobbying. I'm now a lobbyist. I will no longer lobby. I will use my authority to say no. Finished. And when I say no, it will be no. You better know that.
It's 89.8 FM News Time.
A very good morning. My name is Wina Wuma. Welcome for the latest news on radio. But first, a look at the top stories. Later, Deputy City Clerk and City Planner in trouble for getting money by false pretense. Prime Minister says businessmen want her to drop plan for giving money to the vulnerable people. And Russia fires shots near British warship. The news now in detail. The Lira City Clerk Patrick Ogweng and the City Planner Geoffrey Omara are in trouble for allegedly receiving money by false pretense. The two are being investigated by the police at Lira Central Police Station for allegedly getting money from a doctor, yet to be identified for fear of jeopardizing investigation. They were summoned at Lira Central Police Station yesterday, detained and interrogated for hours before released on police bond. The North Kyoga Regional Police spokesperson Jimmy Patrick Okema said the duo accused of receiving millions of shillings in the names of the district police commander and officer in charge of operations to supervise the demolition of some building at Jinja Camp in Lira City West Division. Okema said this prompted the Lira acting district police commander to open up a general inquiry file against the two to investigate circumstances under which they received money in police names, a counter to the doctor, and how they facilitated other officers, yet the work was not done. Okema claims the complainant has documents. Okema claims the complainant has documents to back up his claim.
They were summoned to make a statement about the allegation against them that they received money. They went in the name of DPC, RPC, Post Information. We have opened up a general inquiry to understand. That man came with some document of accountability.
Attempts to get comments from the duo were futile as they both did not pick our repeated calls. The resident district commissioner of Apache, Manuel Gabirano, has directed the officers of the Fisheries Protection Unit to arrest all those who are using canoes to violate the inter-district travel ban. He says they have learned that some people from the neighboring districts of Chiriandong were traveling using canoes to beat the security and cross over to other districts. Gabirano is optimistic that the marine officers will amicably handle the matter and insists that they will not tolerate such in the area.
I have directed marine people to go and have those people arrested and seize them, especially those with small boats. It is not true that they are only from Apache moving to other districts. They are also complaining that they are coming from neighboring districts, coming this side. Kiyandong, I think that's what they have mentioned.
Gabirano also ordered for the demolition of illegal canoes that are being used by these people.
We already have about 90 boats that are not wanted, which we are looking for court order to destroy. So this is like a hide and seek. You destroy, you know, they are easy to make. So I hear those boats cost something like 300,000. So when you destroy, they make more like that. So it is always a hunt all the time.
There are reports that some people in the districts in the region, including Apache, are using canoes to cross to Yam, Kwale, Chiriandongo districts, while other people from Aluoro Cheng in Eboje sub-county are crossing River Nile to go to Chiriandongo district and vice versa. Teachers in Lira City are crying foul as COVID-19 lockdown has unmasked their noble profession, describing the moment as something hurriedly done in a mess. The impacts of this situation started biting when President Museveni announced for the closure of whole learning institutions, leaving many teachers jobless and stranded. One of the teachers who preferred anonymity said they were told to immediately seek for alternative employment elsewhere after the closure of schools. He however noted that in the previous lockdown, he had a hardware shop which he sold off after being recalled back to teach, but now he has learned the diversity other than depending on one source of living.
In the first lockdown, at least the restrictions were not as strict as this one right now, because in the first one, at least there was some inter-district movement, small or petty businesses. Okay. You are only supposed to stay at home and only restricted in your home district. Even though this lockdown also came when people were unaware, restrictions are much more than in the first lockdown that were meant last year, that were put.
Anthony Amara, also a teacher and a resident of a junior quarter, said he was not prepared for the school closure for the second time and he regrets his poor serving culture. Amara ever says he hopes to get back into farming, something he had ignored.
It is not simple because we used to enjoy staying in the staff with the students, just going to the garden and coming back. The challenge is you have to ride your own bus or ride your... The big challenge is the remuneration are not there and life is very hard because it started business when the school started left because of commuting from to the schools and lost capital.
Meanwhile, Lucy Apili, another teacher and a resident of Kakoge, says that she is currently engaged in foodstuff vending, which will sustain her till the lockdown is fully lifted. She wants private school teachers to be considered in the government relief program since they have been directly affected by the pandemic. The parish priest of Rome Catholic Parish, Father Maurice Otiang, has expressed concerns over the increasing rate at which locals are committing suicide in Otuke district. He says the virus is bound to escalate if no deliberate efforts are made to control the situation. Father Tiang attributed this to domestic brawls coupled with high poverty rates among the locals. He urged Christians to desist from such vices, quoting from the book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 5, where the Bible fully prohibits suicide. Father Tiang says human beings are accountable to God for the choices they make and that life belongs to God, thus one must not take it away. He expressed the inappropriateness of handling the challenges of suicide, which has been the biggest problem in the district. In other stories, Prime Minister Robin Anaban just revealed that she's under pressure from some businessmen asking to drop a mobile money relief scheme for the vulnerable groups during the 42-day lockdown. She claims that the businessmen have started fueling the public against her plan because they had stocked food in anticipation that they would again be contracted to distribute it to the people, like the case was in the first lockdown. Nabanja has members of the public to stop salivating for the government money if they are well aware that they do not fall in the category of the underprivileged. She said a special consideration is to be given to people whose financial transaction on mobile money does not exceed 200,000 shillings for the previous month. This is the latest news on Radio 89.8 FM.
Wow Business Today.
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of shea butter master wash laundry bar soap.
Uganda's export earnings and volumes slid back from its highest record in May by 13%, according to report from Bank of Uganda. According to the Bank of Uganda monthly report export performance in May, Uganda shipped coffee worth 167 billion shillings, down from 189 billion earned in March. The report showed that the country earned 22 billion shillings revenue, less than what was earned in March when the country's monthly receipts hit the peak ever. Uganda produces and exports two brands of coffee, mainly Robusta and Arabica. Robusta takes more than 80% of the market share, while Arabica takes the remaining 20% share.
Health news.
Many district authorities have linked the surge in coronavirus cases in their areas over the last 2 weeks to infected learners who returned from school on June 7th. This week, health officials interviewed say the learners constitute substantial percentage of COVID-19 patients currently undergoing treatment in hospitals or at home. The learners were sent home on June 7th after President Museveni ordered the closure of all institutions of learning for 42 days as one of the measures to minimize the spread of COVID-19. The president also said a total of 948 cases of coronavirus were registered in 43 schools from 22 districts. In Doklo, the district health officer, Dr. Samuel Ojok, said the learners are the main drivers of the COVID-19 community infections in the current second wave. In Lira, the acting district health officer, Edmund Acheka, said 29 students of Lira School of Comprehensive Nursing and Midwifery tested positive for the virus. He said the students were not allowed to go home for fear of transmitting the virus to their family members. Acheka says the students who went home without being subjected to COVID-19 tests could be one of the reasons for rising community cases.
International news.
A Russian patrol ship and fighter jet fired warning shots near a British destroyer in the Black Sea. Moscow's defense ministry said the HMS Defender entered Russian territorial waters near Crimea. The UK's Ministry of Defense has not yet commented. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, but this has not been recognized internationally. Russia said the incident happened near Cape Florent in the south of Crimea and claimed the British vessel subsequently changed course. A patrol ship fired twice and the Su-24M jet dropped four bombs in its path.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news.
Paris Saint-Germain forward Kylian Mbappe is set to leave the club after losing faith in the project in Paris. The France international wants to leave PSG as he prepares to enter the final year of his contract with the Paris club. The 22-year-old has lost belief in the project of PSG sporting director Leonardo and will depart the club on a free transfer next summer if it doesn't go sooner. Mbappe scored 42 goals in 47 games in all competitions for PSG last season, but Mauricio Pochettino's men surrendered the French League One title to Lille. PSG were also knocked out by Manchester City in the Champions League semi-finals. Meanwhile, Mbappe has drawn the interest of Real Madrid and Liverpool in the past.
Wa Ecclesia Church News.
Pope Francis has started a new cycle of catechesis on themes from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, highlighting the problems faced by the Christian communities in Galatia. He began a new cycle of the catechesis at the general audience yesterday, dedicated to themes proposed by Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians. The Pope noted that the epistle, St. Paul, makes many biographical references that allow us to understand his conversion and his decision to place his life at the service of Christ. He also touches on important subjects such as freedom, grace, and the Christian way of life. And dear listener, let's end the news with a recap of the top stories. Lira deputy city clerk and city planner in trouble for getting money by false pretense. Prime Minister says businessmen want her to drop plan for giving money to the vulnerable. And Russia fires shots near British warship. Thank you so much for joining us. That was all for you. Stay tuned for your Malo program, which will be here shortly. Have a good morning.
That was the news on 89.8 FM, Radio 1.